Questions 28 to 30 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
It is not unusual for the U.S. military to respond to a disaster like the Haiti earthquake. The military sent relief to the Asian tsunami in 2004, Hurricane Katrina in the southern United States in 2005, and many other natural disasters. We're training for readiness, which includes trauma and war surgery. We're also trained to do humanitarian assistance. That is Vice Admiral Adam Robinson, the Surgeon General of the U.S. Navy. He is responsible for providing the thousands of Navy doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals who sped to Haiti on ships and aircraft to care for the wounded. The U.S. Navy's hospital ship Comfort is the largest of the medical facilities. It is now anchored just offshore near Port-au-Prince, able to handle as many as 1,000 patients. Other U.S. military services are providing medical help on shore, operating the airport, working to reopen the seaport, transporting thousands of tons of supplies, and helping distribute them by road and helicopter throughout the Haitian capital and beyond. The effort has been remarkably smooth, although there are reports of shortages in some areas. The distribution has been generally lacking in violent incidents or confrontations. The commander of the U.S. military relief effort in Haiti, Lieutenant General Ken Keene, says his troops made a particular effort to make clear to the people they are there to help, not to conquer. Admiral Robinson of the Navy Medical Corps says anyone who is concerned the U.S. military will stay any longer than it's needed or wanted will just have to watch and see what happens in the coming months, which he says will mirror what the military did in Indonesia and elsewhere. I think that everyone will see, and this is where you're going to have to just look at our actions. We'll move in, we'll help, and then we're going to move out.